this challenge to people who have their butt has touched someone else.
Stop it! Just let's move on. Okay. Let's just move on. I want to move on to people in town who have put VW bugs inside school buildings.
I don't know anybody who's done that.
This could affect my son's a senior. This could affect his last month at school. I don't know if we should. Let me make it clear, it wasn't him.
No, he would never do anything like this, so reckless.
Coincidentally,
and crazy.
Though, he happens to know where a VW bug is.
tell me more. A VW bug in school? What?
Yeah.
If anyone knows the answer to that, when you call in your pledge at 747-5877, if you mention the name of the person that put a VW bug in the high school gymnasium.
As a senior prank of some kind?
Yes, I will give you my one of my many spring thank you gifts. So, like a mug. I will give you my mug if you just call in with the pledge and name the person who put a VW bug in the...
This was before the remodel of the high school.
I'm thinking this would have been, early 90s or something.
Right? So that means you would get, if you call in with $75 or more, you would get two mugs. Because you get a mug for $75.
This is true. You'd have a matching set. What an offer. Thank you, John.
You
read
that, Trish.
We have a couple people to thank. Oh, gosh. Kent and Marilyn Hansen. Kent's business is being a curmudgeon. If we don't know and love that, we don't know and love that. You know, when he smiles, it makes my hold week. It's awesome. And you can just see him every now and again doing that. Oh, gosh. And what do they, how do you do,
scroll down here.
This is so high tech. So Kent's business is being a curmudgeon. He loves the news, Prairie Home Companion, Fresh Air, Writer's Almanac, Library Show, Car Talk, classical shows especially, on Infinitum. Love Raven. Have always supported, and that's very, very true. Thank you so much, Kent and Marilyn.
And Martina Kurtzer called, and she loves local news community calendar. And what an awesome service. Thank you so much, Martina.
Thank you so much, Martina.
And she's on a board. She's got to be on
several boards.
Okay, so count that. We're getting how many board members do we have?
We're at six.
Oh, nice. Marilyn Caruzzi. Trish's challenge. Marilyn is a former Sitka Whale Fest
board member. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Thank you very much. And she is one busy gal. I love these folks. These are very, very, very connected folks that are calling in right now a lot of different organizations.
I'm betting Martina Kurzer is on the SAFE board, but
I'm betting she is.
Couldn't
too.
Guarantee that, but I have a hunch.
Yeah.
And that's not all, Trish.
There's one more up there.
Oh my gosh! See this?
Up.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike and Mim. Mim, Easter Board Group, the Easter Group Board. And they're saying, Mike and Mim, their world would not be the same without this radio station. Is that not the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You were saying you were in Wrangell, and you're not as homesick when you leave town when you know you can hear this. You just aren't.
I can stream it on my little iPhone.
Yeah, yes.
They depend on it as much as one of the main advertising venues in town.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That says a lot right there.
Does Easter have a board?
Easter Group Board has, yes, they do. They had the very successful homeless group February.
Homeless Connect. Yeah.
The Homeless Connect.
Nice.
Yes.
Very, so many very generous people in this town.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. How much does that make?
That makes seven. Okay. That's seven so far. Okay. We have 13 to go. If 13 people involved in boards of any kind, nonprofit or otherwise, or community organizations or businesses that utilize Raven Radio services, if we get 20 people to call in, Trish White will lay down $500.
Woo-hoo!
Your pledges can be in any amount, but Trish and Dirk are putting up $500 this morning as a challenge to people.
Dirk's maybe not calling because he's worried about that.
Maybe Dirk doesn't know about this. Maybe this is news to Dirk.
Speaking
of penny pinchers, that guy
thrifty. No kidding. He is thrifty.
747. Uh-oh, he's walking in here right now. Jesus. 747. And he just put a bag of old popcorn on the table.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Old drugs.
Old drugs.
Popcorn's a drug for some people.
747-5877. Dirk, are you here to help?
Demonstrate the butt rub effect.
Oh, okay. Stop it. No.
Haven't we gotten past that, please?
You thought. But the phone lines are just jamming out here. Oh.
Because of the butt rub effect?
Maybe.
That's sort of vocal cord rub effect, I think.
I've heard of rubbing the belly of the Buddha, like in...
For luck.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so in Harry Race, you walk in and you rub the Buddha's other side.
Can you imagine what the imagination is taking this?
Stop it. I'm shocked. I've never heard language like this in my life. 747-5877. We need like 13 more board members to call.
Yay, we have one. One, John. We do.
Keith Nitre called in. News Junkie.
Thank you,
nothing
Keith.
Better than... All News Sitka Food Co-op Board.
He's from the Sitka Food Co-op Board, and he has kept me informed on Facebook with some links to some very interesting things, and we have exciting things happening in our town on that line. Sustainability is
yes,
the word there.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That makes eight, so we have 12 more to go. Dirk, are you? Were you informed of what's going on here? Because it's going to cost you.
I have been listening. So, yes, I am, and that was one of the other reasons I'm here. I guess if I hadn't heard that anybody has represented from the Sitka Summer Music Festival Board, so have to be that representative.
Yay.
No one has.
We won't name names that haven't called in, but no,
yes,
nobody
exactly.
has.
They're probably all sleeping. You know, we're kind of a late night crowd.
Yeah, they're just partying with Zool Bailey. Stop! Don't get me started on that. Trish, do you swoon every time you see Swoon? Swoon Bailey.
Yes.
She
of
whispers
course.
His name in my ear.
Yes. Oh, I know, it drives me crazy.
Old Bard Road.
Hair.
We should start a
support group.
A
men's support group.
Exactly.
Because Jan's always whispering. Oh, Meathead. I love him so much. And Ed Ronco. How much she loves Ed Ronco.
I love
we
Ed
got
Ronco.
An anonymous pledge for Science Friday, Swing Show, At the Hop, Local News, and National News. They love that. Thank you, Anonymous. There are people that are shy that just don't.
This is exciting. Look at this. Another. To Chuck Rossell, relatively new to Sitka, but a Southeast Alaska boy from Petersburg.
Nice.
One of our new physicians. He listens to everything all the time. And if there's boards out there that haven't sucked him up, I can't hardly believe it, because I bet you he is becoming a very active local Sitkan. Thank you so much.
And then Pamela Ash Call also loves Ed Ronco.
Oh, gee. We got an Ed Ronco club.
Who doesn't
club
love
going?
Ed Ronco? And Zool Bailey. Oh, Ed, he's so funny. He's so smart. He's such a good writer. And Democracy Now!, Susan Stanford's Friday
His
morning
voice was
show.
That.
That's so, what Jan always murmuring about Ed Ronco.
Earlier this morning, Trish, just as you came in, Ted Laufenberg and Bridget Kaufman pledged.
Oh, those guys!
And they were pledging sort of off Roger Haymes's business challenge. This is the board challenge, of course. But Ted Laufenberg.
Suppose there might be a board that Ted isn't
just
on.
Just happens to be on the Alaska Arts Southeast Board, the Sitka International Youth Hospital, the American Red Cross Board, and Raven Radio Board. Can we give Ted a tick mark? That's 11.
Can he count for more than one? I think. Do you know what? I heard him yesterday morning on the radio, and I thought, you know, we have a little saying at St. Peter's, and it's like, what would Ted do? Because we all appreciate him so much. He is incredible.
He's chronically underemployed.
The guy does not have enough to do.
I wonder how people do that. Is that what it is? Underemployed.
Underemployed.
Okay.
Generous.
Thank you
by
so
nature.
Much, Ted and Bridget. You guys
and
are
Paula,
awesome.
Paula, thank you. Yes, keep calling. How are
That's
we? In
wonderful.
That's at 11. We need nine more.
Nine more
people involved in boards.
We could get that many
in this community.
I am so proud of this community.
Yeah, the challenge is from Trish and Dirk. It's a $500 challenge to those people who are involved in organizations, nonprofit or otherwise, on boards that utilize Raven Radio's
services. All the wonderful goings on.
You know, and it goes right. It blends perfectly with Roger's challenge earlier, because Without Raven Radio, the nonprofits wouldn't be able to reach out and make their partnerships that they all have to make. You know, no one nonprofit or no one charitable organization can survive alone. They have to reach out to people. And one of the important ways they do it is through this nonprofit, through Raven Radio's airwaves. And so it's just part of the cost of doing business of a nonprofit is supporting Raven Radio.
Absolutely. We are all connected, and this is sort of one way that kind of reveals itself.
I know.
Look
it's a Zen
inside
moment.
And realize that we are, none of us are alone.
Have I ever done my tube and throat singing? Hey,
gotta run.
Gotta okay. run. Leave your cash here.
He did.
Unfortunately, the White family. Underemployed. I love that term.
The White family has pledged.
But I have a legislative conference I have to go testify at.
So. Oh, yes, of course.
Other things on the agenda, docket, or whatever.
Here. Good luck. Pat Hughes called.
Let me give you a little butt rub.
Whoa.
He's rubbing his butt. Oh, stop it. I'm glad your children
are listening.
I'm
glad this is radio.
Unfortunately, she is at college.
Oh, that's
She's
right.
listening online
okay.
from Walla Walla.
Pat Hughes on
Pat
the
Hughes
Arts Council and Dirk that White, known here at Raven Radio as The White. Everybody always does a great job.
That is 13. Seven more to go.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you.
If we don't get seven Trishes walking out of here with that cash, she's going to go down and just go to the Pioneer Bar and set it up there. And
the P Bar, as we call it.
The P Bar.
I'm sure. Do they have a board? They should.
They ought to.
I know they have meetings there. But,
the
yeah.
P-Bar should have a board.
What is, yes, get that P-Bar.
And I wonder
P-bar.
If anybody, P-bar board. I wonder if anybody has identified the student who might have driven her Volkswagen into the high school gym at one
no,
point.
His or her. His,
oh, I'm sorry, his or her Volkswagen.
Yeah, I'm giving a mug away for anybody that calls in with that correct answer. You just, I mean, it's so generous of me. I know, but. You also understand that we still are offering the premiums here. There's a really cool anniversary mug, a Raven Radio hat or T-shirt, that's and Raven Radio sweatshirt, anniversary poster for $500, a mix of gifts. So, you know, if you want to think of it this way, you can. If we get to the 20 nonprofit members or board members, Trish will get will give her $500. And then she gets a mix of gifts.
That's right.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I get a mix of gifts? Oh. Do you know that I have a collection of all the mugs?
Do you?
Yes.
That you don't use? That are like in a little...
They're up high. I have been known to dust them.
Okay.
I don't remember when, but...
They're on your...
Awesome.
Your knick-knack shelf.
They're in the kitchen.
Okay.
Up high.
With Nick and Knack.
All right. Yes. I'm thinking... Yeah, because the knick-knacks... I occasionally head out to the Whites to recover... My child,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look for the bric-a-brac shelf next time I'm there.
You have to do that.
You have to
I'll
get through
point
some.
That out.
Have to get through some bric-a-brac to
you
get.
You do to get to it. Are you saying something about my house cleaning?
I'm saying your house is awesome.
747-5877. Cheese it. Ken Fate is here.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ken. And he has been worried for weeks that if they were ever going to make. This work, this quiet drive, and then the one day thing. What do you think so far, Ken? He's still anxious.
I think it's going great.
It is going great,
buddy. Trish, it's so good to see
Ken,
you.
Oh, Ken, it's so good.
You
this
really didn't
Ken,
need to dress
fun
up
week.
Like this.
I know. I bought a new outfit.
I love it.
I know. It's like one of the Mad Men collection. She's dressed up like Joni.
Well, we all agreed to wear sequins today.
So. Yeah, I can't remember. I didn't
Definitely
get that memo.
Got well, the bling.
This is it's a fantastic day. The total is at $53,360. That just goes to make my point. I was going to write a note to spur you guys on to say we're almost at $53,000 by the time I was done with the note.
Oh, we're,
we
were
wonderful.
Over.
So, so we need $1,000 more bucks. $1,600 more bucks to break
55
to get through to so we only have 30,000 more to raise.
Yeah, this one day drive is actually I think it's going to work. And
yeah.
So if everybody
I'm very glad to hear that. I think this is the way to go. Yes.
Thanks positive. And if you haven't made your pledge yet, make your pledge now. We will get there. I do want to mention also Davey Lubin called Board Affiliations,
yeah,
WellFest
baby.
Board member, Esther G. C. Taxi, and Anything Goes is a show that he does with Celia Lubin. So just wanted to point out.
Nice. Another
so
board
much,
member.
Davey. Thank yes. you very much. I enjoyed that show.
Davey
and Celia's
show. Pauline Fredrickson. Don't you know her?
Family members are coming to the forefront. I know she's on the Sitka Community Hospital board.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
baby.
You, Mom.
Dallas and Becky Peavy. They sound like they're board members.
Okay, so that is 16, 17, and 18 with Greg Reynolds, is on the Sitka Community Development Corporation Board, likes the news and classical music in the evenings, really, all of it.
Thank you. And Ron and Bitsy Mosier, aww, thank you so much. Ron and Buzz the Cat, like P-H-E?
Preparing Home, Home Companion.
Oh, P-H-C. What? I can't see that far. He loves Rich McClear on air.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
And BBC.
Yay, thanks so much, Bitsy and Ron.
Yeah.
And did we mention Dallas and Becky Peavy?
Thank you, Dallas and Becky.
That's so great. You
another,
know, we have so
another
many generous
board right there. Are you
Sitka Softball Association.
That's awesome.
All right.
Pauline Fredrickson
Pauline
is on
Community
the
Community Hospital Board.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So when, and once we get there, we get another 500.
Yes, we're at 18 now. We need two more calls.
We'll never get it.
Or kcaw.org or 747-5877.
Trish is packing up her 500 bucks and she's getting ready to walk out of here.
If you are involved with or represent any board, any organization of any kind in Sitka or the region that utilizes Raven Radio services, Trish White will put down $500 if 20 of you call in and pledge any amount. It's a tremendously generous offer, but we're not quite there yet. 747-5877 or KCAW.
Today is the day. Right now is the time, because, you know, you've heard us say that in other fund drives, but this is true. There's not going to be another morning of it. And if we don't make our goal, they won't have this quiet drive thing again, which I think it would be just too bad, because it was a great deal. It caused Ken, I know, a lot of anxiety, thinking, oh, we'll do, I don't think we can do it. But if we can do it, just think about, no, you know, we can have the quiet drive, the celebration of radio, and then a one-day blitz like this. And the blitz is fun. It's a good time, and a lot
it
of people wait to pledge like that. Because
kind of the excitement, and also listening all week long to some wonderful music, the celebration of radio. I'm going to throw some words out there, because I'm throwing out words, because we all know John is the wordsmith, but I learned the meanings of a few different words this last couple weeks. Do you know we had a National Geographic fellow here that came and gave a talk and found that Sitka had incredible integrity and authenticity and sustainability? And do you know why? Because we have things like Raven Radio.
Stop it!
And the beauty of our area and the integrity of the people and
I knew
the
that
authenticity
already. We don't
of
need
our
National
history.
Geographic to tell us that.
Yeah, but it helps when they recognize that.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's that collaborative thing that occurs that can bring more people and enjoy it.
Yeah, when people visit,
as long as it's not the butt rub.
Yeah. When people from visiting from out of town can kind of catch the vibe here without it being told to them. I mean, this is an advertising copy.
The guy's reading. Exactly, and he caught it.
Yeah,
he caught it big.
He looks around and he realizes that we've got this incredible, you know, cultural history, this incredible scenery, you know, this diverse.
And it's authentic. It hasn't. It's been built over years. It's,
yes.
Right. It's not just this community station really has been built $1 at a time, one volunteer at a time, one phone call at a time. And that's what makes it so great. That's what makes it fun to come up here, because you're a part owner. What's the word I keep hearing on the news? You're a stakeholder.
Yes.
Oh yeah, stakeholder. Yes. So but it's only going to happen today. Where are we with Trish's 500 smackers?
Yes, where
We've
are
had
we?
A couple calls. I love how this is the shorthand.
The Wilbur. I think that's the Wilbur family belong
I
to
think
the
it is.
Seafood Producers
Co-op Board. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Charlie and Molly.
Charlie is on
the board.
Charlie, thank you
so
much.
Wilbur. That's another Wilbur.
I appreciate that so much. Seafood Producers Co-op Board. Thank you, Charlie.
The Williams.
This is the William and
Stan Shoning and Christy Williams, classmate of mine.
Yeah, baby. She must know.
Very active.
Stan is
in
a former
town.
Board member of Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum, Sitka Conservation Society.
Glad to hear from them. Yay.
And I bet she must know who drove the Volkswagen into the gym.
Think about that, Christy Williams. Think about that.
You remember who drove the Volkswagen into the gym.
You know what she is not going to say, because that's just Christy.
That's just how she is. She's just good. Because she's trying to figure out if the statute of limitations
The class of 98 is tight.
That's what I love about the class of 1898.
747-5877. We're almost
there,
aren't we?
Are we there?
That's 19 and 20, Trish.
Oh,
ow!
Oh,
will that be cash, credit,
yes, that
or
will be
account?
Right now, I'm handing it over.